what's he talking about here? And it really goes to things I've said on this broadcast, but is articulated in my book, Marriage Under Fire, about what is happening with the homosexual movement and why they want to change the definition of marriage. And I wrote this, and this is really what he's reacting to. I said, why will gay marriage set the table for polygamy? Because there's no place to stop once that Rubicon has been crossed. Historically, the definition of marriage has rested on a foundation of tradition, legal precedent, theology, and an overwhelming support of the people. After the introduction of marriage between homosexuals, however, it will be supported by nothing more substantial than the opinion of a single judge or by a black-robed panel of justices. After they have reached that dubious decision, the family will consist of little more than someone's interpretation of rights. Given that unstable legal climate, it is certain that some self-possessed judge somewhere will soon rule that three men or three women can marry, or five men and two women, or four and four. Who'll be able to deny them that right? The guarantee is implied, we will be told, by the Constitution. Those who disagree will continue to be seen as hate mongers and bigots. Indeed, those charges are already being leveled against Christians who espouse biblical values. How about group marriage or marriage between daddies and little girls? How about marriage between a man and his donkey? Anything allegedly linked to civil rights will be doable, and the legal underpinnings for marriage will have been destroyed. Now, that's more or less a prophecy, not a divine prophecy, but a prediction. And that's why it will destroy marriage. It will undermine the traditional relationship between men and women. It has happened in the Netherlands. Young people are not getting married. When you go in that direction, you confuse the meaning of marriage, and then it is destroyed. The family's destroyed. That is the foundation for Western civilizations. And I tell you, it will bring the destruction of this nation and many others if we go in that direction. Mort Kondracki said, I'm scary for that reason. Okay, Mort, fine. You disagree, but I think you're wrong.